Apple.com.
Getting tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it?
I want to feel it.
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Gail in San Diego, California, writes in an email, which she sent to getwellradio.com. She says, what is a good food source for vitamin D? I've always been told to drink milk for vitamin D, and it helps fight against osteoporosis. Well, that is true, that vitamin D does play a huge role in preventing osteoporosis and helping the body fight against that. And really, when it comes down to foods, goat's milk yogurt is a great way to go. And even raw goat's milk, raw cow's milk too, you can get some good vitamin D, calcium, and those sorts of things. But really, the dark leafy green vegetables are a better bet. You can get very good amounts out of there. Cod liver oil has plenty of vitamin D in it as well. And then also, don't forget that vitamin D in a supplemental form, really, if you're deficient, is the best way to go. So if you go to your doctor, everybody says sunlight is so important, and it is. But I can tell you that after years and years of colleagues of mine and myself running blood tests on even construction workers, guys are out in the sun all day long, you have to be, the large surfaces of your body would have to be exposed. And so you'd have to be working not with a tank top on, but even completely bare skin, so the more surface area that would catch some of the sun rays would make the biggest difference. But you see construction workers that are 8 hours a day in the sun that are low in vitamin D. So it does make a big difference. With some people, they have absorption issues with vitamin D, and in the sunlight typically cannot be enough if you have a deficiency. And sometimes, which is why now most physicians are writing prescriptions for vitamin D3, because people need it. They need to supplement it, larger doses, kind of fill up the gas tanks a little bit, and then once you fill the gas tank up, you can top it off from that point. So there's several ways to do it. So if you're deficient, you've gone to your physician, had the blood test done, look at supplementation. It's a much better way to go. Now, then once you get it to a certain point, sunlight, healthy food choices, and all that can maintain it. But it's getting there first. That is the challenge. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. We're going to kick off now at the phone lines with Carol. Hi, Carol.
Hello, Dr. Ace. How are you?
Good. I'm doing well, hon. How can I help?
Well, I have this problem in my head. I have this fungus in my head. I've been doctored for 3 years or over, and I can't seem to get rid of it. I'm on Lamisil right now and taking a lot of creams to put on the places in my head, which at the beginning it was just, in one place, and over the years it's scattered all over my head. So it's hard to put these creams all over my head. And besides, I think they was giving me a terrible headache, 24 hours.
So you've been to your doctors, and they've just given you creams and that sort of thing, and really nothing has been able to help?
Nothing. It goes away, then it comes right back. Goes away, and it comes back. I've been doctoring it for over 3 years, and I had now on Lamisil. But I don't remember all the other medicines that I was going before. And these creams, they give me a headache.
Right.
So I could take a nap, and so my headaches has went away, but they do come occasionally, mostly at nighttime. But before I took off the cream, I would have this at 24 hours a day, all day, all night, went to bed with it, got up with it. And so I was just wondering if you knew something that could happen. And something very strange. These places, it was real red and red bumps and all like that. And then it got sort of like, the baby gets when their little babies get this cropped in their head, like crusty like scabs.
Sure.
But I started using baby oil. And it went away with baby oil. But if I could have used baby oil, it comes back just like it is today.
Well, have you done anything internally? So you worked with these doctors. Have you changed anything with your diet? Have you worked on anything as far as different foods, supplementation?
Oh, I've been changing.
Okay. Well, it sounds like if you're already getting started with the diet and all that and you're doing well, now exercise is the key too. So if, you know, being 80, which you're still, you know, really young, getting ready to kind of get on a steady pace, even if it's walking, whatever it might be, for you, especially dealing with arthritis and keeping the body moving, is going to be really important. As far as a fungal or eczema or psoriasis or whatever it might be in your scalp that's so frustrating, there's a couple things you can look into. Now, skin conditions, there's several things. Probiotics deal with the bacteria in the digestive tract, and you can get that from your food. You can get it from fermented vegetables, and you can get it from goat's milk yogurt, like you just talked about. It can be and from several things, but it's about building the bacteria back up. A lot of times, one of the keys when you've got issues going on with your skin is the bacteria or the bacterial flora is not that great in the gut. When you get that restabilized or balanced and back in more of homeostasis, as you call it, being balanced, when you get it back to that spot, get all the good bacteria built back up, many times skin conditions can resolve. And so that's one thing you want to think about. Now, another piece is that there could be an omega-3 fatty acid deficiency. When omega-3 fats are low, and you may think, well, I take a tablespoon of cod liver oil every day. Well, some people, depending on stress levels, depending on how your body absorbs it, depending on a lot of factors, may need more omega-3s because you could be very deficient and the body could just need more. And so that could be a possibility. So you might want to look into that a little bit. It's good you take vitamin D, and that can play a role, too, for skin conditions. Another big piece is zinc. When you get deficient in zinc, we found that over time that you can begin to have skin-related issues. And zinc is a key player for that. And it's a key player for a lot of hormone-related things, but it is a key player for skin as well. And so all the lotions and the creams can help maybe take the edge off. But the root cause of most skin conditions, most of them, comes from the inside out. So it's an inside out thing. You work on the inside, clean up the gut, usually you'll clear up the skin. And that's first and foremost. That's why a lot of people that have skin conditions like acne or some of the other challenging issues will take things like antibiotics. And that's why a lot of doctors, dermatologists will give them out, because when you clear up the gut, you begin to clear the skin up. Well, this is very similar. So even if it's fungal related, you could have that going on in your gut and it's showing itself on the skin. Many times that is true. There are, if you've got my book, there's a cleanse in there that is called the Super Cleanse. Really, really good. You might want to read over that piece because it helps clean out fungal, yeast, parasites, all that sort of thing within the digestive tract. It's kind of an old home remedy that's been around for a long time through naturopathic protocols and can be really helpful. So you can just follow that. Of course, talk to your doctor about it, make your own decisions, all that kind of good stuff. But it can be very helpful. All right, let me know how it goes. 888-283-7272. Check us out online, getwellradio.com. Send me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. We'll be right back to tackle more of your questions when we come back. Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure.
sure. H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272. And check us out online at healthcoachradio.com.
Yeah.
lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Our wellness provider net, healthcare providers in your area, they can coach you along the way with all this health and lifestyle information that we talk about, nutrition-based, here on the show. Many times people have a hard time finding folks that really know how to do that, get down to the brass tacks, come up with ways to kind of go to the next level, understanding blood work from a nutritional analysis and all that sort of thing. Great folks. You can go up to getwellproviders.com, check out the website, and they can get you the help that you need. Benita, you're next with us on the show. How can I help, darling?
Hello. I'm calling because I want to find out what could be done for my sister to restore her kidney function. She's doing a whole lot better, but she's going through dialysis, and we're claiming that this is just temporary. And she's stepping down to getting a dialysis at home instead of going through the center. So we're wanting just some advice on how she can, what she can eat or do to restore kidney function. And also, I have another sister, they found a little trace of blood in her urine, and they're thinking it might have been from her bladder. And we just wonder, they got her on cranberry juice and water, but is there something else? And we have been praying. We do believe in the power of prayer. We believe this will, you know, subside, but we just wonder what you might have to advise us on.
Yeah, amen on that. You know, the kidneys, it's a big challenge. And the kidneys are a set of organs that you want to be really, really careful with. There are some natural things that can help. Juniper berries have been known to be really helpful for the kidneys. Also, cayenne pepper. I can tell you that there are stories of people using cayenne pepper to help kind of balance the kidneys out and even help kind of hold off the kidneys from deteriorating over a period of time. So that might be something you want to do some research on and look into. But juniper berries are phenomenal. Now, you can get it in a supplemental form, or you can also just actually buy the juniper berries themselves and eat them, which is a good way to go, too. Obviously, the food or the berries themselves in the most raw state that you can get them and the most whole state you can get them is always a good way to go. So juniper berries, cayenne are two that are really helpful for dealing with the kidneys. But don't change anything. Keep praying like you're doing. I think that's a wise thing to do. You never want to leave that out. But whatever the nephrologists are doing and whatever they have you doing, continue on with that. That's good wisdom. And following exactly what they have, making sure that you're following those protocols is going to be one of the best things you can do for, you know, her overall protection. Because you always want to combine good lifestyle choices. You want to use some things natural, and you want to go that route. It's a smart way to go. Do your research, talk to folks like myself, and then come up with a good decision. And it's definitely a good way to go. But at the end of the day, with the kidneys, you do not want to play around, and you definitely don't want to just back off and go easy. And I was talking to a pastor friend of mine the other day, and he had a guy come to him and say that, and you know, the pastor had talked with the physician already and knew the state the man was in, and he had about 10 to 15% kidney function left. But he said, well, we've been praying, and we believe that he's been healed. And so I'm just going to come off the dialysis. And he was dead in a week. And does God still move? He still moves, but he gives us wisdom. And that wisdom we don't want to ever go against when we've been given that. So continue praying, because God can do anything. But also, you know, make sure that you use the medical wisdom that is here that your doctors have laid out for you. And I think that's that phrase in itself is good. And I'm sure that you'll do that. But look into some of the natural options, too, to help. Remember, it's about building and supporting the body. At the end of the day, that's what it's about. If things are breaking down, remember, medicine is a great manager, is what it does. It will manage what has happened to the body from it breaking down. And then whatever you do from the natural side is about building. It's about building the body back up, giving the body what it needs to build. And once you do that, that's where your kind of your best room for success will really come in. Okay, thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Samantha in Arkansas writes, because I've been struggling with hypothyroidism, my doctor has me on Armour Thyroid. Do you think that that's a good way to go? I do think it's a good way to go. Armour Thyroid is a great medicine. It is more from the natural side of things and the way that it works in the body. It's a little bit different than levothyroxine, which is, you know, obviously the standard protocol, which is pretty much standard. Most doctors use that. But there's a lot of ways. I mean, if you go back and look at thyroid function, so hypothyroid means it's low in function. And, I mean, tons of people are struggling with this now. There's a lot of nutritional deficiencies that can be causing this, one being iodine. Then the thyroid begins to decrease in function. And we don't have a lot of iodine in our diet anymore. It used to be in salt. It's not really there as much anymore. And it used to be in bread back in the 50s. They took it out and replaced it with bromide. And when they did that, we began to see a ton of hypothyroidism moving on from the 60s to today. And it's almost not become an epidemic, but it's become very prevalent. That's for sure. So your thyroid does some great things in the body. So having it function at a good level is important. It's good for your metabolism, maintaining body weight. It's good for your heart rate and rhythm. It's kind of the regulator of that. It's good for mental clarity. You ever get the brain fog and you have a hard time with that? That's the thyroid. And here's a big key, too. The anterior pituitary gland, which is a little gland in the brain, controls all the other hormones in the body. They call it the master gland. Many times if the master gland, the pituitary gland, is not working that great, then the thyroid's not going to work that well. So something to look into when you're dealing with this. So iodine deficiency, you can do a urine test. Your doctor can run that. You can do what's called an iodine patch test. Put a drop of iodine on your skin. If it dissolves and goes away within 3 hours, you know you're heavily deficient. If it sticks around for 4 to 10 hours, then you know you're pretty much okay. Combine that with a urine test, you'll figure out exactly what it is. And that is a big key to hypothyroidism from the natural side of things.
Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
itself, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Live healthy online at healthcoachradio.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Health myths. Now, let's talk about it for just a second. You ever hear the old adage, feed a cold? Well, there's no science behind this old adage, says Dr. Jack Gwaltney, MD, who's head of Division of Epidemiology and Virology at the University of Virginia. He said in the short term, what you eat doesn't matter at all. He says drink lots of fluids, but eat whatever you feel like and whatever your appetite says. He says there is, however, cysteine found in chicken soup or chicken stock that's been proven to relieve mucus buildup and to help relieve a sore throat. So that's why one of the best things to do when you are feeling kind of down or have a cold or whatever is the organic chicken broth. Unbelievable. Chicken stock, chicken broth, heat it up, drink it like a tea, and literally drink that in water all day long. You'll notice a huge difference in the buildup of your immune system. If you are congested, then it can help relieve a lot of that mucus buildup. The other one is starve a fever, or they used to say starve a virus. Well, he says wrong again. High temperature boosts your metabolism, causing you to burn calories. So if you're weakened, the illness will hang around longer. So try to replace calories any way you can. Ben Ansel, MD, who's director of comprehensive health program at UCLA, said it's even more important to maintain regular fluid intake, as your body's demands may be at least twice what they are in other circumstances. So your fever could be caused by any number of ailments. So monitor it and see a doctor if it gets over 105 degrees or lasts for more than several days. So there you go, 105 degrees. A lot of people freak out at 103. But remember, when your body cranks up a fever, it's killing whatever it is that's invading the body. So it's the body's own natural mechanism to kill bacteria and viruses. So let it do its thing. Support the body when you can, and get foods in. Don't not eat. It's important, even if you don't have an appetite, to be putting the food in so the body has what it needs to make it happen. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You know, a lot of people talk and they email me and they want to know how to lose weight. They always ask, you know, what's the best way to do that? And there's several options. But I'll tell you the biggest one with weight loss is, remember, if you gained, let's say, 30 pounds, you didn't just get there overnight. It's taken time. And time is always, we want the quick fix. We want the quick results. I understand that. But it's taken time to put the weight on. And so if you've dealt with that and you've worked on putting that weight on for a long time, then it's all about coming up with a good, solid game plan, knowing full well that it's going to take some time to undo what's been done. So here's some keys to weight loss. I talk about this a lot, but I'm going to talk about it again because I keep getting emails about it, and I want to make sure you have it. So exercise is number one. Okay, it is really, really important. I would say that it's the toughest one. People can change their diet. They can take supplements and cut out certain foods, but people just don't like to exercise. So I want to encourage you to get the body moving, no matter what it is. Use weight training if possible. If not, then at least be doing something 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. Conjugated linoleic acid, that's another big one. Big studies on this one, and green tea extract. Phenomenal results at reducing belly fat and body fat. The other one, too, is, of course, changing your diet. Now, cutting down on carbohydrates, a lot of people think, I'm just going to no carb it. I'm going to just do proteins, and that's it, cut the carbs out. Well, it can work for a little while, but it's not going to be long term. Your best bet is to make sure that you're eating everything balanced. Plenty of proteins, plenty of healthy fats. Keep the carbohydrates on the lower end of the glycemic range. Just fruits and vegetables for the most part, and you will be in good shape. That's the best way to go. It'll be slower on the front end, but you will have greater success on the back end, and that's what it's all about. All right, those are some keys to weight loss coming up, or right in the middle, I guess, of swimsuit season and all that. So you always want to make sure that you follow those keys when you're looking to drop those added pounds. No tricks, there's no free lunch, and there's no silver bullet. I can assure you of that. 888-283-7272. Check us out online, getwellradio.com. And our wellness provider network, we keep seeing emails about it. You want to find a wellness provider in your area that can handle all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care. Check out getwellproviders.com. We're going to go to Kyle now. Hi, Kyle.
Yes, sir. I'm a competitive. I'm 47. I lift in the Masters 2 class in the NASA. I've had a... I've been a powerlifter all my life, and my spinal column is not as big from congenital as a normal individual. So back in my I had an MRI yesterday, matter of fact, another one, and it will, I've got a pinching, a narrowing down there called lateral stenosis. Will your inflammatory, they got me on Neurontin right now to try to stop the nerve impulses because it's going down to my feet and I get stinging, but I have no back pain at all. I just have the stinging in my feet, and sometimes it's like a saddle, you know, how it goes down both legs. Well, your inflammatory diet, and if I stay on it religiously and consistently, will it take the inflammation of the tendons that are in, my doctor showed me the tendons that all go down through my channel and explain some different things to me. And next week I'm supposed to go get a shot in my spine that's supposed to try to take inflammation down too that's in there now. But, what do you suggest I do?
Well, there's a couple of things. I mean, if you're dealing with some of these spinal issues, the anti-inflammatory diet, yes, it will help tremendously because cutting down inflammation throughout the body, you cut it down in the gut, you're going to cut it out throughout the body. That's number one. That's first and foremost. Really important to know that. So you begin to cut that down, that makes a big difference. The other piece to it is that you want to make sure, I mean, you're already active, you're already exercising on a regular basis. The foods are going to be important, but there's also certain supplements that can help quite a bit, too. White willow bark is really good. Rutin, R-U-T-I-N, supplementation habits. Foundational 4, which is a good whole food multi. Cod liver oil for your omega-3 fats, your vitamin A and your vitamin D, your digestive enzymes, and then also probiotics. They all play a big role together, so hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. We're going to Patty now. Hi, Patty.
How are you, Dr. Asa?
Living well, darling.
Good. Thank you for taking my call. I really don't have a question. I just wanted to thank you for what you're doing. I'm a 40-year registered nurse, and I work for a chiropractor who's past president of the North Carolina Chiropractic Association.
And that's great.
I'm happy to hear you encourage people to seek the cold laser, which is just an astonishing therapy, and to go for decompression. And the other thing I wanted to comment on was I'm also a breast cancer survivor, and I avoid soy like the plague. So I was happy to hear you caution people with regard to anything that has soy in it. And we have been doing a lot of studies on genetically modified foods, and almost all soybeans are genetically modified, which makes them even worse.
And, it does. It's almost in the same category as corn.
Yes, corn and beets. And, oh, I don't know, it's getting so that you're almost afraid to eat anything. And organic is horribly expensive for people on a fixed income, but it pays off in your health. And I just wanted to thank you for the work you're doing.
Thank you very much. It really means a lot, Patty. I appreciate you saying that. Just because, I mean, education is such a big key, and I think the more we know and the more we understand, the better choices we can make. And, you know, I really, really, as a nurse yourself, you've probably seen a lot in the field of medicine and in you know, probably alternative care now as well. And you've seen the results that people can get when they really take charge of their health. And they start making the better lifestyle choices and the whole deal. And that's what it's all about. And so if we can get people doing that, it really does matter. And it's the little things. It's, you know, shifting over from, you know, the first phase is you want to shift over from, you know, eating fried foods and processed foods and just get people eating, you know, baked chicken, broccoli, and that sort of thing. But then going to the next level with organic foods, it can be a little bit more expensive, but I tell people it's always easier to spend a little bit more money right now to keep yourself from getting sick. Because if you get into a situation where you've got a major diagnosis, you're going to spend, a lot of people think, well, just insurance will cover everything and take care of it. Well, it'll cover a lot. But you're going to spend a lot, not just in money, but in the cost of your health, time with family, and everything else. So it's definitely worth it to anticipate and take care of it on the front end than have to deal with it on the back end. So I'm glad you're kind of out encouraging others and walking with others through that process. I appreciate the encouragement here on the show. Tell people about it so we can reach as many people as possible, especially over there in the Asheville, North Carolina area, which is one of my favorite areas. Love the mountains over there. Love the folks over there. We've got a great radio station with Clear Channel over there, and they just, Brian and all the team would just take the world of them. So thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. There's a new study out, and I'm a big green tea guy. I drink a ton every day. You should even see how much green tea I drink. But there's almost nothing negative. Only thing negative about green tea, if I had to even say anything, is it can flare up issues with any type of autoimmune disease. So lupus or rheumatoid arthritis or Hashimoto's thyroiditis, if you've got a thyroid condition, can cause issues with that. But coming out of this break, we're going to talk about how drinking green tea can help lower bad cholesterol levels. New study that's out, pretty interesting. I think you'll find it amazing at what in your cabinet can make a big difference in your cholesterol levels. We'll be right back.
Hey.
Hello, friends. America's Health Coach here to personally invite you to one of the largest health and wellness events in the country. The 9th annual Alive Expo is May 4th and 5th in Atlanta, Georgia. I'll be speaking live at the expo, where you'll be able to sample natural and organic products, enjoy live health lectures, fitness and cooking demos, and get discounts on many of your favorite natural wellness products and receive plenty of free samples. Let's go green and get healthy at the 9th annual Alive Expo, May 4th and 5th at the Georgia World Congress Center. Go to AliveExpo.com to get your tickets. That's AliveExpo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-800-977-6119. InventHelp, America's leading invention company, has inventors' information you can have free. Get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new inventors from the company whose patent referrals have helped secure more than 7,000 patents. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-977-6119. That's 1-800-977-6119. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call. That's 1-800-977-6119. 1-800-977-6119.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866 735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Healthy Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Before the break, I was talking about how green tea, a new study is talking about how it can lower bad cholesterol levels. And I'm a big fan of green tea, and it does a lot for the body. I mean, everything from burning body fat to preventing colon cancer. It's got strong antioxidants and what we call polyphenols that can just make a huge difference. And your skin, I mean, lowers cortisol levels. There's pretty much not anything from a health perspective that is not good about green tea. So the benefits of green tea are numerous, they say, and various studies have shown that compounds in the green tea can help mitigate conditions like obesity, diabetes, autoimmune disorders, if it's the right one. There's two types with autoimmune, dealing with TH1 and TH2. So you got to be careful with that because it can flare up autoimmune, just to be clear. And cancer. A recent study published in the Journal of American Dietetic Association adds to this body of evidence as it reveals that consuming green tea or green tea supplements regularly can help lower the LDL cholesterol, or the bad cholesterol. It's called the low-density lipoprotein. For their study, Olivia Fung, who's an assistant professor of pharmacy at Western University of Health Sciences in California, and her colleagues analyzed data from 20 clinical trials on green tea that included more than 1,400 adults. They found that participants who consume green tea or green tea supplements every day experienced a 5 to 6 point average drop in LDL cholesterol compared to those taking a placebo. The various trials included the evaluation that lasted anywhere from 3 weeks to 6 months, and the benefits of green tea were most apparent to participants that already had high cholesterol prior to joining the study. So the green tea in beverage form was reportedly more effective than green tea in the capsule or supplement form at lowering the cholesterol levels. And that's true. Japanese have been drinking green tea, primary source of liquid, for a long time. You see some of the lowest cancer rates in the world in Japan. Just a little FYI. Okinawa. Ever heard of the Okinawans? They're in the Centurion group. And it's pretty amazing when you go look at the structure behind them as a people and how they live, how they eat. And green tea is, and white tea, actually, too, are big components of their overall diet and their overall plan. Something to check out. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Check us out online at getwellradio.com. Our wellness provider network. And don't forget our healthcare providers in your area. So if you're looking for a provider, need a coach, need someone to kind of walk with you in this nutrition and lifestyle-based care, you can check them out. Go to getwellproviders.com. Let's go to Roberta. Hi, Roberta.
I am a 24-year-old first-year law school student. I'm very stressed out, and recently I was diagnosed with an enlarged thyroid gland and at least one thyroid tumor. I'm also very anemic because they just gave me iron infusions. And I'm just curious if there are any dietary modifications I can make. I'm not overweight. I don't have a history of high blood pressure or anything like that. I tend to be very healthy, and in the past semester, all these issues have kind of like come to a head.
Yeah, I can understand that. I guess one of the big pieces, when you're dealing with an enlarged thyroid, there are certain foods you want to steer clear of. And strawberries is one of them. Believe it or not, there's a component in strawberries that will slow your thyroid down even more. And with an enlarged thyroid, many times it can begin to slow down and function. You typically have a lack of iodine, so you can do a little iodine test. You can do the patch test, which is where you put a drop on your skin to see how well, if the body absorbs it or not. If the body begins to absorb it, then, of course, remember, it's up to 3 hours, and it'll turn kind of a yellow-orange color. If that goes away within 3 hours, then it means you're heavily deficient in iodine. If not, then you know, you probably will be okay, but iodine deficiency is one of the biggest reasons that you see nodules on the thyroid, goiters form, which is an enlarged thyroid. And it's one of the main issues that we see with people needing medication because they're deficient for a long period of time. So it's about putting the right stuff back into the body. You begin to put the right nutrients back into the body, and it makes a huge difference overall. So you might want to look into that as well. There's a urinalysis test that your physician can do as well that can give you accurate results about what's going on with iodine and the thyroid. So a couple of things to think about. In that note, though, watch out for the cruciferous vegetables. And of course, that would be your broccoli, your cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, all those kind of foods can slow down the thyroid and reduce function overall. But one big key, too, we're dealing with nutritional deficiencies typically when you deal with an enlargement of any gland, okay, first and foremost. But also you've got the nervous system that can play a role, too. And if there's a deficiency at all in nerve flow or nerve function, which for the thyroid would be around C5, C6, C7, kind of in the lower part of the neck, then it can cause some unwanted issues with decreased functions. That might be an issue. Might want to have someone take a look at that, too, to make sure everything's kind of lined up and where it needs to be and to be functioning at the right level. But, yeah, I mean, it's a challenge. And if you've got a lot of stress going on, could be the adrenal glands that could be causing it, too, which are your body's stress glands. And also HGH, which is human growth hormone, or the pituitary gland. All of these could be functions of why the thyroid's not working the way it needs to. All right, hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Check us out online, getwellradio.com. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. What does that mean? It means that somehow, some way, we've lifestyled our way into getting sick. But the good news is, if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, guess what? You can lifestyle your way out. Many times, get well, stay well, and live well. So the key is, are you willing to make the change? The key is, are you willing to go to the next level with your health and with your life? Because if you are, then you'll be amazed at what can happen. And it's all about choices. It's all about the lifestyle choices that you make every single day. And our health really can change. You don't have to be stuck where you are. And you don't have to be stuck with the genetics that have been handed to you and just throw your hands up in the air and say, well, that's it. Cancer's coming my way, or heart disease, or high cholesterol, or depression, or bipolar. You don't have to accept that. Body can change. You got to work with it, come up with a game plan, and get with someone that can walk you by the hand. But you can see major changes happen in your health. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700 at 71700 and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.